It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the DNR says nearly 2,000 bodies of water in Wisconsin have significant levels of pollution. We'll find out how they compile their list of impaired waters and what they do to clean them up. First, the company that brought Mickey Mouse to life, the Walt Disney Company, has struck a $52.4 billion deal with Fox. Disney will buy most of the assets of the conglomerate that controls major franchises like the X-Men and the Simpsons, and lots more. It's a major media acquisition. It could have a huge impact on today's entertainment industry. Eric Gordon is a clinical assistant professor at University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. He's here to bring us up to date. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob.
This is, there are media acquisitions all the time. It seems like this is a really big one, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, in media language, this one's a blockbuster. You know, if you, just on the movie side, if you put together what Fox has in its movie operation and Disney has, that accounts for about 40% of all the movie tickets sold last year. So this is a monster company.
And with Monster Archives, right, their back catalogs of movies have a lot of the biggest movies ever made.
Well, you know, everything, you know, on the Fox side, you have The Sound of Music, Planet of the Apes, Home Alone, just, you know, almost an endless amount. And, of course, Disney, which is not just Disney. It's Disney. Disney also owns Lucasfilms. It owns Pixar. You know, it's Toy Story and Monsters, Inc. When you add this up, they have a huge back catalog. And a lot of these perennial movies, these movies that every generation of kids watch, well, it's like my kid, you know, watch them like 10 times.
Let's talk about what Disney doesn't get in this deal. They don't get the Fox broadcast channel, Fox News, and the main Fox sports channels. Is that right?
Well, yeah. They're not getting, they're sort of not getting the news end of it. They are getting the local Fox sports channels, which are actually, you know, quite lucrative. But the Fox company that will be left is going to be very focused on the Fox News Channel, the Fox Business Channel. They also own, you know, the Fox Network, and they also own television stations around the country. So going to be very broadcast-oriented.
Are consumers going to see a difference in what's produced and how it's distributed to them?
Well, Disney CEO Bob Iger this morning during the announcement did what CEOs always do when they announce a big acquisition. They lay out the why this will help consumers idea. It will be more efficient. It will give them more choice. It's not clear how it gives them more choice. It's pretty clear that it gives Disney more control. I'm not sure how that gives me more choice. And in fact, I suspect the reason Disney did this acquisition is to give me more choice to look at Disney products.
And yeah, we're in a changed media landscape and changing media landscape where more and more we're not turning on a channel at a particular time or even necessarily going to a movie theater at a particular time. We're streaming on a small device, a big device, you name it. Is that part of the motivation here for Disney?
Yeah, Rob, I think that is the motivation. So there's this streaming, or sometimes called over-the-top, that people are moving to, especially the younger people that advertisers really covet. So Disney fell behind in that. And you know, at first it didn't look like, who knew if it was going to catch on, but it really has caught on. I think this is a catch-up move by Disney so that it doesn't lose the power it's had on cable, the power it's had in movie theaters, doesn't lose that power in the new distribution channels. So I think that's the biggest driver. Disney did not need to get bigger. It wasn't, well, Disney's too small, doesn't have sufficient scale. I think it's a defensive move to keep market share in the new distribution channel you described.
And Disney, as I understand it, and maybe I've got this wrong, Disney owns part of the streaming service Hulu. Fox owned another part of Hulu, so now Disney has more of it. Is that maybe going to be an important part of Disney's distribution now?
Yeah, well, so it now has a majority interest. It would be interesting to see what it does with that, because Disney has announced that it's going to do two streaming services. It announced it before this deal. And they're going to have a streaming service next year for the ESPN products, and they're going to launch their own streaming service, which would have competed with Hulu, in 2019 for their film products. Now that they control Hulu, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens with Hulu. You know, there's still two other players in Hulu. There's NBC Universal, and there's Time Warner.
We're talking to Eric Gordon from the University of Michigan, looking at this big media deal between Disney and Fox. Disney getting most of what Fox does, except for a lot of the key cable TV properties. Eric, I've been talking about this as a done deal in some ways. This still has to pass muster for antitrust regulators, right?
Yeah, and I don't think that's a slam dunk. I mean, first of all, Disney would be by far the largest entertainment company in the country, and there are all kinds of antitrust questions. You know, combining all of Fox's movies and Disney's movies, that's a problem. Big problem adding Fox's regional sports channels to Disney's ESPN, you know, 10 or 20 page menu of channels. And then there's the so-called vertical antitrust questions. If Disney controls lots more of the content that it can distribute through its own channel, will that block other distributors? Or if it owns more distribution channels, can it block more content producers? So I think the antitrusters are going to give a pretty good look at that. You know, we got a hint in the AT&T Time Warner deal that antitrusters are not just going to say, oh, okay, well, we don't see any problem here because you're a vertical merger. I think the magnifying glass is going to be out, and there's going to be a lot of scrutiny.
So if Disney makes a movie like, say, I don't know, a new Star Wars movie, they own that. They could, if they wanted, say, hey, if you ever want to stream this, you have to come to our shop. You have to do Hulu or one of the other distribution channels they'll have. We're going to block the Amazons and Netflixes and whoever else out of the market. Could that be looked at as anti-competitive behavior?
Oh, that would be. And in fact, we've seen this before with movie companies back before I think both of us were born. The movie studios owned the theaters. That's why in many towns there's a Fox Theater or a Paramount Theater. So the people who produced the movies owned the distribution outlet, which at the time was the movie theaters. The government, in a really famous antitrust case, broke that up. So this is, in a sense, you know, possibly revisiting that. Disney has the movies, and they can distribute it through their streaming service, and Netflix and other streaming services don't get it. Could be enough similarity to cause the antitrusters to block the deal.
We've talked some about Disney's motivations. What is in it for Fox? I guess 50-some billion dollars in Disney stock is not bad, but is that better for them than keeping this sort of sprawling broadcast and content empire?
You know, yeah, it's a very good price. It's a very good price at a very good time for Fox. Fox is basically controlled by Rupert Murdoch. I think, you know, there are probably family issues going on there. And, you know, his heart is really in the news business. So in addition to Fox News, he owns through or controls through another company newspapers like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post and a couple of papers in England. So, it may be just that less hassle, easier for him to focus on where he started. He started as a newspaper guy and, you know, going back to that. It still does have all of those television stations, though.
I want to talk about the future of how we watch stuff now. For a while, of course, we had a few broadcast channels, then there were a couple more, then cable came along and shook that up. Now we're seeing people cut the cords away from cable, but it seems like the streaming options are stacking up. It used to be you might add HBO to your cable. Oh, now there's Netflix. Oh, but now there's Amazon and Hulu, and CBS has their Star Trek thing. You can only get it through their streaming. Are we going to end up with this whole smorgasbord of streaming services?
You know, we might. It might be like, you know, cable, 242 channels. I think it'll boil down to a smaller number. But this is the history of entertainment. You know, entertainment used to be live. You had to go to a theater. Then you could go to the movies. Then you could watch television, or then, I guess, next radio, then television. Entertainment has always had these business model, these market shifts driven by new technology. Who knows what will happen when there's virtual reality that isn't those big, crazy-looking welder's glasses. The constant in entertainment is that the new technology gives us more choice and more freedom. With streaming, we watch it when we want to watch it. We watch what we want to watch. If you don't want to watch a 3.5-hour, fairly boring NFL game, you just want to watch a few highlights, there'll be streaming channels that just give you the good stuff.
Are there going to be defensive mergers now, people looking at Disney and Fox and saying, uh-oh, we better get bigger ourselves?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about mergers. Whatever industry you watch, whether it's this or the drugstores, pharmaceutical companies, mergers beget mergers because everybody is competing. Everybody's negotiating with other people, and if somebody gets more power by getting bigger, the other people got to get bigger to have equal power. So, at some point you end up with just two or three, unless the government takes a strong stand.
Should the government take a stronger stand, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think the government needs to take a more sophisticated look at antitrust and determine what the real terms of competition are. It's not just these horizontal movies where mergers where, oh, you make movies and I make movies. Looking carefully at these vertical mergers where you say, well, you'll control more distribution, so that doesn't necessarily just hit other distributors. It could also hit content providers. I think a more sophisticated look at what could really restrict our choices or raise our prices is exactly what the antitrusters need to do, and there's some sign that that is what they're doing.
We'll leave it there for now, Eric. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob.
That's Eric Gordon. He's a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. He joined us to take a look at this big $52.4 billion deal between Disney and 21st Century Fox, a lot of Fox assets now going over to Disney control, and what that means for the industry and for media consumers.